Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center joining us. We're back with Jim after this.
Radicals are spreading lies about Oklahoma's farmers and ranchers on the issue of horse slaughter. My name is Paula Chenold, and as a lifelong horse owner and judge, I think you should know the truth about those who sensationalize this issue. The Humane Society of the United States is spending millions of dollars to put American agriculture out of business. Those who care for horses every single day, Oklahoma's farmers, ranchers, and veterinarians, support humane horse processing. After it was banned in 2007, the value of horses plummeted. Abandonment and neglect skyrocketed because many owners could no longer afford to care for their horses. On behalf of Oklahoma's agricultural community, we ask you to contact your state senator and governor, Mary Fallon, to encourage their support for common sense legislation. Paid for by Protect the Harvest, protecttheharvest.com.
Land-grant universities from around the country all are a part of the Livestock Market Information Center. They work together when it comes to discovering information about the livestock industry from an economic point of view. Jim Robb is the director of the LMIC. He's based in Denver. He's just put out a year-end report, the net value of U.S. beef trade for 2012. The numbers have finally come together. Jim Robb joining us today. Jim, let's take a look at those numbers. What do they tell us?
Well, net value really means we take the value of our beef exports, which includes the biggest factor, beef cuts that consumers eat. And that category was, on a dollar value basis, up slightly in 2012. Our tonnage of beef exports actually declined. Many of the other items we export in the beef complex include hides and tallows and greases and variety meats and even some cattle. And those categories, in many cases, were softer than a year ago. We put it all together. The export side was down slightly from a year ago, down about 2%. Then we have the import side of the equation also. The import side is driven by mostly beef imports, and we had an increase in the quantity and the dollar value of those beef import products. And some of that is clearly related to the LFTB situation and the need for the U.S. to import from overseas product that we used to be able to produce out of our fed cattle industry using that process. So the import dollar value also went up in 2012 compared to 2011. Then what an economist often wants to do is net those two out. Was the value of the export profile in the aggregate of all beef products bigger than imports? And the answer was yes in 2012, much better than we had in the BSE impacted era, but a tapering off from the net export value that we had in 2011. And back in 2011, a major driver of our cattle price strength were robust export markets. 2012, not so robust, and 2013, maybe a little bit more of that same story. Still very important part of our cattle prices, but we're not quite getting the economic kick that we did a couple years ago from export markets into our, let's say, our cattle price profile.
And Jim Robb says tighter supplies giving us higher beef prices has its impact not just domestically, but internationally as well.
Remember, just like domestic consumers, foreign buyers are looking at these record high beef prices and pulling back the quantity that they're purchasing a little bit. I think these are very expected kind of changes, and we have smaller cattle supplies in the U.S. I think in 2013, though, we also won't be expecting that international trade will be a huge positive surprise in the marketplace, giving, you know, kind of where we're sitting here at the 1st of March.
In other words, a pretty good year, probably not a record. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's time again for the Magnus Land and Cattle Annual Limousine and Limflex Bull Sale coming up Sunday, March 24th in Miami, Oklahoma. Now, the sale starts at 1 p.m., selling 100-plus registered limousine and limflex bulls, yearlings and 18-month-old fall yearlings. For more information, go online to MagnusCattle.com. That's MagnusCattle.com. It all starts 1 p.m., March 24th in Miami, Oklahoma, the Magnus Land and Cattle Annual Limousine and Limflex Bull Sale.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.